News in the Church, Evening News, July 13th, 2024, by Paul Johannes Ness. Welcome to News from the Church, your source for Catholic news and updates from around the world. The news is edited by Paul Johannes Ness, and you're listening to EWTN Norway. This is the Evening News for July 13th, 2024. Let's begin. News stories, 100 years after July 13th, Fatima apparition, New Jersey Knights of Columbus promote similar message. 100 years after the July 13th Fatima apparition, the Knights of Columbus in New Jersey are promoting a message similar to that delivered by Our Lady of Fatima. This message emphasizes prayer, repentance, and conversion. The Knights of Columbus are working to inspire a renewed devotion among Catholics, encouraging them to live out the core principles of their faith in everyday life. St. Henry II, the German king who became patron of the Benedictine Oblates. St. Henry II, whose feast day is today, is celebrated as the German king who became the patron of the Benedictine Oblates. Known for his commitment to the Church and his charitable works, St. Henry II was canonized in 1146. He played a significant role in supporting monastic communities and promoting ecclesiastical reform. His patronage of the Benedictine Oblates highlights his dedication to the monastic way of life and his efforts to foster spiritual growth and renewal within the Church. St. Henry II's legacy continues to inspire the faithful, particularly those devoted to the Benedictine way of life. Confraternity of the Lord of Miracles to celebrate 30 years in the U.S. The Confraternity of the Lord of Miracles will celebrate 30 years of presence in the United States. This Peruvian devotion, known for its large processions and vibrant expressions of faith, has grown significantly in the U.S., bringing together diverse communities to honor the Lord of Miracles. The upcoming celebrations are expected to draw thousands of participants, reflecting the deep-rooted cultural and religious significance of this tradition. Catholic bishops in Nigeria challenge government to push for changes in Samoa Agreement. Catholic bishops in Nigeria are challenging the government to advocate for changes in the Samoa Agreement. They argue that the current provisions of the agreement do not align with the nation's values and interests, particularly concerning pro-LGBT and pro-abortion policies. The bishops are calling for a re-evaluation of the agreement to better reflect Nigeria's cultural and moral standards. Cardinal in South Sudan proposes digital reconciliation among young people to end violent conflicts in Africa. In South Sudan, Cardinal Stephen Amiyu has proposed a digital reconciliation initiative among young people as a means to end violent conflicts in Africa. The Cardinal believes that leveraging digital platforms can help foster dialogue, understanding, and peace among the youth. This innovative approach aims to address the root causes of violence and promote long-term stability in the region. Syriac Orthodox faithful celebrate roots in the Eastern Church. The Syriac Orthodox community continues to celebrate their deep-rooted heritage within the Eastern Church. This tradition, characterized by its rich liturgical practices and historical continuity, remains a cornerstone of identity for many Syriac Orthodox faithful. The community's celebrations emphasize their enduring connection to the ancient Christian traditions of the East. These celebrations highlight the significance of maintaining and cherishing their unique liturgical and cultural heritage in the face of modern challenges. Increase in suicides in Ukrainian conflict zones, reports Bishop. Bishop Stanislav Sirokoradyuk has reported an increase in suicides in the conflict zones of Ukraine. The ongoing war and its devastating impacts have led to a significant rise in mental health issues among the population. The bishop highlighted the severe psychological toll of the conflict on individuals and communities, calling for increased support and intervention to address this growing crisis. The Church is advocating for more comprehensive mental health services and resources to help those affected by the trauma of war. Theology of the Body, Insights on Good and Evil. A recent discussion on the theology of the body has provided profound insights into the concepts of good and evil. The teachings emphasize the intrinsic dignity of the human person and the call to live out our sexuality in accordance with God's design. This theological framework offers a comprehensive understanding of human nature, morality, and the path to holiness. That brings us to the end of today's episode. Thank you for joining us on News from the Church. Remember to tune in tomorrow for the morning news, where we'll bring you more updates and stories from the global Catholic community. God bless you all, and may your faith continue to inspire and guide you. This is EWTN Norway, wishing you a peaceful and blessed evening.